The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as had been told them. They prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took the bread, said a blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to Mount Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Today we are celebrating the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, or the Corpus Christi, the tangible sign of Christ in the Eucharist. And why are we celebrating this? And I've been thinking about this all week and said, we receive the body and blood of Christ regularly. Sometimes it becomes routinely that we just come forward and receive it. But for me this week, what happened is, maybe for me today or this Sunday, it's my renewal of faith. And guess what? Because receiving the body and blood of Christ, it's about a story. The story of the Last Supper. There's two things that happen in the story of the Last Supper. It's the institution of the body and blood of Christ, but also the washing of the feet. That's the story. And come to think of it, Jesus is a master storyteller. And he uses food all the time as a story to tell and to preach and teach. The wedding in Cana. After the resurrection, what did he do? He ate some breakfast. Who does that? Jesus. And come to think of it also, in our own context, have you ever heard when your grandma or your mom is telling you about a story, it's all about food? Pasta, cannolis, tacos, Filipino food, whatever. It's a story of your family. Have you seen the movie Ratatouille? There is a food critic who ate this ratatouille and went back to that experience of his childhood. And last night after Mass, one man said, "Thank you for telling us and reminding us about food and also the story behind it, because I remember when we were dating with my wife now, it reminded me of the fresh love that we experience in life." And I think for us today, it is important to be reminded once in a while, especially receiving the body and blood of Christ on a regular basis. It's not just receiving, it's about gifting. Christ is giving us this body and blood of Christ regularly to be reminded that our stories, our human stories, are all sacred. Our faith is rich because of the stories that we hear. Our stories are all rich because of our faith. I remember as a kid, I grew up in a very Filipino, Chinese culture. And my mom came from Chinese family, and I still remember this. We have an altar where there's a crucifix and Mary, and then there's incense, not candles, with fruits, with apples and oranges. And I still remember this. Every time I eat apples and oranges, when I was a kid, when we went to visit our loved ones in the cemetery, my mom's family brought oranges and apples for the dead. So I came from old boys in the family. We're all rowdy and loud and also goofy. My brothers and I usually eat the fruits. And my mom gets so upset, said, "This is not for you. This is for our loved ones who passed." Think about this. There's a movie that came out last year, Coco. Have you seen it? If not, you can Netflix it. There's a song, "Remember Me." Where can you hear "Remember Me" in our scripture? Or where can you hear "Remember Me" in our Mass? During Eucharistic prayer, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus' story is our faith, enriched by the body and blood of Christ, by the wine and bread. What I can suggest to you this week, think of your stories that's embedded in your head. Remember those who are in those stories. And I agree, some of our stories are not that great. There's sadness, there's separation, death, sorrow. But come to think of it, if we think about the Last Supper, it's not just a great story. Jesus is about to die. There is sadness there. Accompany your stories with your faith, because those are sacred stories. And I noticed in the scriptures today that a couple of things. Jesus asked his disciples to set up a meal for him. Why is it secret? Because if Jesus proclaimed where he's going and eat the meal, the soldiers will get him. The meal will be interrupted. And have you noticed also, there is a line, it says, "There will be a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him." And if you noticed in our scriptures, especially in the ancient times, women's job is to carry the jar. Why this particular gospel? Why is this a man? Mark put it in there. It's a subtle expression that it will be done the way Jesus wanted. The Eucharist is what Christ wanted to receive. And for us, what I can challenge you and encourage you to do when you receive the body and blood of Christ, share that to the people you will meet outside who don't have much good of story, those who are broken, those who are sad, because in one way or the other, our story is one, and that is Christ. Whatever your story will be, whatever your story will create that memory, because as we pray together, "Do this in remembrance of me," we shared one big meal. Talk about the stories on your meals. I know there's online nowadays, HelloFresh and all those Blue Apron. That's okay too. As long as you're eating, we remember that we are one, and we remember that we are God's. What's your story this week? Share that to one another, and God bless us all.